Shields, and you're listening to The Cozy Sleuth. Today, Snoops and Sleuths, I have returning guest Diane Vator here to talk about her books, writing, and all things cozy. Diane, would you like to introduce yourself for my new Snoops and Sleuths?
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Leanna. My name is Diane Vator. I live in southern Alberta in Canada, and I've been a mystery writer for about 10, 12 years. It's been a lot of books and a lot of time, but this year's been a bit of an adventure so far because I've left my traditional publisher and I'm starting off on my own with a brand new book coming out as soon as I can get it all together. The new book is called Written in Stone and it will be out in March.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. And also probably terrifying.
Absolutely. I'm not going to lie. It's been a huge learning curve. That's for sure.
It's funny because I went from the do it all on my own, finding the cover designer, finding the editor, all that, to going to a publisher. And that for me was a learning curve of, oh my gosh, now I have to meet deadlines. I have to get things.
I think that's been my biggest thing is I don't have a deadline. And I don't, that can be a good and a bad thing because sometimes right now, like I've run into little, you know, there's always glitches, right?
Oh,
doesn't
yes.
who you write for. There's always glitches. And I've had a couple of little glitches lately and I'm like, well, no big deal. I don't, you know, it comes out when it comes out. I'm not worried. So, but it's kind of cool. I mean, it's a bit daunting because before now I had 15 books with my previous publisher. So now it's going to be the whole process of re-editing and redoing covers. And I've got a great little logo one of my daughter's friends made. So I'm like, oh, perfect. I'm happy. And it's just getting them all back out there for all of my readers again. So, but it's exciting at the same time because a lot of it's going to be mostly just editing and then popping them up. So I'm hoping every couple of months there will be a new book coming out. Well, a new old book. And then I do have new things I've been working on as well. So somewhere in the mix, a lot of new stuff will be coming out.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Well, we kind of touched on the first question. What have you been up to since the last time you were on the show?
Not much. Yeah, no, the last time I was here, I actually ended up moving across Canada. I used to live in Ontario and things were not working out the way I kind of wanted. And I really had nothing to keep me there anymore. So I basically packed up my car and my two cats and we drove across the country, which was a whole adventure and a half. And the funniest part is somebody said, well, are you going to write your memoir? And I'm kind of like, well, there wasn't a lot to write. It was just a lot of driving, right? But what has ended up coming of that is I'm actually working on a romance series. And a lot of things that happened along that trip are things that are going to be coming in that series to different characters. So it was kind of fun that way. So I can spread it all out and make it more of a fictional version. So
that's great. And also kind of sounded like the start of a cozy mystery where it's like, okay, things aren't working out over here, we're gonna end up over here.
Oh, exactly. Well, and that's how the series started off. So I'm like, it might still end up going cozy, but right now I'm planning a romance series. But you know, you never know what's gonna happen because as soon as you sit down to write it, it goes completely a different direction. So
oh, don't I know it. I'm currently working on I have books 4 and 5 of my series written and need to get to the editor. I am currently working on book 6, which has gone through at least 2 different idea start points since I started writing it.
I had a book, my very first mystery book, The Bookstore Lady, probably went through, I would say, at least 3 different iterations First, it started off, it was a women's fiction. And then it started off, it was something else. And then I rewrote it again. And then way back when I, my very first mystery book was, it was actually kind of a, what do you call it? They used to have these old murder mystery parties way back in the 80s and 90s. Yeah. And the publisher at the time used one of those games and gave you the list of characters, the list of clues, and you had to turn it into a book. And every chapter was in a different point of view of a different character. So you really had to use your brain power and make all these characters so different. And the story ended up really fun, and I actually won the contest. So I went, I can write a mystery. This is awesome. And all of a sudden, the bookstore lady turned dark. Went straight into mystery. Here we go. So, with this time around, doing my edits, that one will be coming back out this year again. And I'm going to go through and kind of lighten it up in places. There's some spots I can't really lighten it up, but I'm going to kind of cozyfy it a little bit more. So it'll be a little bit lighter and a little bit more humor than there was the first time around. So I've been having fun because I play on Canva. I don't know if you've ever played on Canva or
Oh, yeah.
one of, I can saw that guilty look. I've been playing around with all these great ideas for book covers and stuff. And I ended up designing my first one by myself. And now I've got the next series I'm going to be working on and getting the first book ready will be All That Sparkles. And I came up with an idea the other night and I'm like, I kind of like this. So far I've been doing good with the covers. So hopefully everybody will enjoy them and like what I've come up with. But it's been kind of fun. That's my playtime.
With my fifth book, okay, kind of confusing because I intended the fifth book to be the fourth book, but editor got hold of another story idea I had and said, no, this is going to be the fourth book. And that's a whole issue. But the fifth book was a nano project, and I played around with Canva and created the cover. Everyone loves that cover, and it's like, don't get too attached to it because I know what my editor's probably going to do to
Yeah, no, they have a whole different perspective, don't they? That's funny because one of my series, my Gilda Wright series, actually, I had book one and two, and then the publisher they were with at the time, I had a different publisher in California, and we had done an anthology. So I did a short story for the anthology using the characters from that series. So there was like a little bridge story between book two and book three. But the problem was when I left that publisher, well, they decided they were chopping down and getting rid of a few people. So it wasn't just me, it was they cleaned house. But when they did that, I got all of my books back, but not that short story. So until they took that book off the market or took my story out of that book, I couldn't use it. So here I am with book one, two, three, and there's this thing that happens between book two and book three. And when I went back and I finally got the story back, all of a sudden it was book five. And I was like, well, now it completely makes no sense, right? So now that I'm able to go through them and re-edit and put them all back in order where they belong. So now the whole series will make more sense because book three will be the proper book and book six and five will be, it'll be a little more cohesive.
Yeah, there is something about cohesiveness that needs to be there in a series. It's not always the easiest thing to achieve, though.
Well, especially when you're going along and all of a sudden in the next book, the character has hearing issues and you don't know why suddenly. It's like, I was just kind of like, okay. It is what it is. So, but yeah, I
Mine
think.
of
Looking
Oh, whoop.
forward to getting to go back and reread everything because I know, especially with your earlier books, like your style changes, especially over 10 years and over all of these books, your style, how you edit, how you write, everything changes. So getting this chance to go back and go through everything again and go, oh, okay, I can tweak this. Or how did I miss that typo the first 20 times? I've gotten to the point that if this new book has been edited so many, probably at least 12 times by between me and a couple different people, I'm like, if there's any typos left in it, you know what? Hallelujah and praise them because they belong there. They're going to live on forever.
There was a thing I saw online once that said, to the typos that survived, four beta readers, two editors, and three editions, I salute you.
Absolutely. And they deserve to live.
Let the one-ear garage live.
Yep. Exactly, right? Oh, that's funny.
That will always be my favorite typo I've ever seen in a professionally
Oh,
done book.
one-year garage. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's in the one of the early Cat Who books.
Oh, okay.
Quillren and his friend are going to his friend's house and they pull into his one ear garage.
It's funny because you talk as a writer, and especially when you're self-published and people are extra hard on you, right? Because, well, this should be perfect and your typos, you shouldn't have typos and you shouldn't have this. You look back at who was I reading the other day? I want to say J.D. Robb. I don't think that was it though. But one of the first books, I probably found like three typos. And I went, yes, I love it. Because we're humans. Yeah, there will be a typo. We'll make a mistake. And somebody, it you're reading it and you read it because as you're reading it, you think you read the word properly. And when you look back later, or as soon as you email it off to whoever it needs to go to, that's when you go, oh, there's a typo. Bye
Email the
now.
best editor out there. As soon as you hit send, you realize, oh.
That send button is magic. Oh man. Yeah, so it's going to be kind of fun. Like I said, my this year for sure is going to be all of my book ones will be coming back out. So as soon as Written in Stone comes out, Written in Stone has kind of been a passion project for probably the last 5 years. I've written it as you talk about iterations of books. I think it has been through probably six edits before it even got to this point. And I wasn't happy with certain things. And over the years, I've made some incredible friends who are absolutely amazing editors, amazing readers. And I just went, okay, I can't do any more with this. Please, if you guys just give it a beta read, give me a review, give me something. Like six out of them came back with some amazing, and whatever one person didn't pick out as a typo, somebody else got it. And it was just the neatest, it was almost like an experiment, right? To see who would do a really, they all did a great job, but they all saw different things. And they're all things that had to be fixed. It wasn't, somebody didn't like this, but somebody loved it. It was all little things that had to be fixed, but not everybody saw it, which was really kind of neat.
I've been through that with beta readers. Fourth book, I think it was. I let a beta reader look over it. And one of the first things was, does the sheriff have to get his job back?
Well, let's see.
He's not very good at
Oh, that's funny.
it.
That's funny. I know all of these amateur detectives can make some of these police look bad, though, right? Because
Right.
that's how you read. Mine are usually, I mean, Mine are usually kind of bullheaded women that decide that they have to help out somehow because it's a friend or it's a coworker or it's whatever. And they just have to. And that's a great thing I love about cozies is these characters just have to get in there. They have to get, their feet wet and dive on in and go, okay, well, I'm going to help stop this person. If you're going to help me or not, I'm just going to go do it. And sometimes the police are just like, okay, you know what? Nobody saw me say, nobody saw me give you this, or nobody said, heard me give you this. But, so it's definitely a fun genre to play with.
Oh, it is. I love playing with the cozy mystery genre, and now trying to figure out how this sheriff can either lose his job permanently or be sent to another town.
Oh.
Because I do have in mind a new sheriff to come in and maybe be a little bit better, but also be a little bit more hardened.
Gotcha.
Like, kind of like going from Amos Tupper to the New York cop that
Yeah.
took over.
Fun. Oh my gosh. I could just imagine the other guy being retired and going out fishing and, still poking his nose in wherever he can.
Well, what's worse with that idea is that the sheriff had been the amateur detective's ex.
Oh.
And by the book where they're saying, does he have to get his job back? He's currently dating her twin sister, so
Oh, ouch. Well, would give them a whole different relationship for sure, wouldn't it? Wow. That's fun.
it got awkward real fast.
No kidding. Yeah, I think they would want him back there.
But at least she's married, the amateur detective's married to a good guy, so it doesn't hurt quite as bad, but it's still just kind of like, girl, I've dated this guy. Why are you with
Yeah, right? Where do you
him?
meet this guy? That's crazy. Oh man. Yeah, no, like I said, I'm looking forward to going back through all of these old books and I was trying to pick which one will be my first. And because I hadn't officially broken up with my publisher yet, that was why I chose the Written in Stone, because it's never been published. So I started playing around with that and there was one scene in it. I'm like, I couldn't get it quite the way I wanted it. There was something wrong with it. And thankfully, a couple of the beta readers were like, well, just kind of smooth this out and smooth that out, and then it'll read better. And I'm like, that's all it took, really? I've been stressing about this for 3 years. So it worked out well because now it is all done and ready to go. My next thing is learning formatting, which is a whole other fun ball of wax. But there's lots of great programs I've found because with so many books coming up, I'm like, I just want to make this as simple as I can because so many other things are not so simple.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I've gone through and I've got a program and I'm like working on getting that one formatted. And then hopefully in the next couple of weeks, I'll be able to get this new book up and going, and they'll have a big launch party, and we'll make a big splash with it, I hope. So,
That'll be fun. I love it's one of my favorite things besides writing the book is figuring out the launch party.
yeah. Well, and sometimes that was difficult, like with the publisher I had. I found that sometimes I would send in the book and I'd be waiting because I have the date circled. It's coming out this day. And all of a sudden she's like, oh, well, you sent it in early, so we'll publish it a month early. And I'm like, well, no. That's not how it goes. God, I read. So sometimes it would throw me off, and a lot of times I just went, yeah, okay, well, we'll just scratch the party thing because it just wasn't a thing. But now I've got control over all of it. So I'm like, okay, good. So as soon as I know when it's ready, when it's going to come out, I'll start doing the pre-launch stuff and go, hey, it's coming out this day. Be ready for it. I just had a friend of mine publish one of her books today, so we were I already got my copy coming. Can't wait. So, but it's a lot of fun because I have so many different people that I know that write so many different genres. So I was talking to a friend this morning. She writes fantasy. And she goes, I need a, what do you call this? Oh my gosh, a critique partner. Sorry. She goes, I need a critique partner. I've been losing critique partners. So we're going to start doing that. And I'm like, well, I don't have a lot of new stuff coming, but if you want to look over some of the old stuff and help me out, that'd be great. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. But read most of her books already, so I know exactly how she writes and what she does, so it's kind of fun.
That's always great when you can find someone you work well with to critique and edit and nitpick in some places.
That's the thing, like any new writer, you have to have a thick skin, and you develop that. Like, you pretty soon you get to the point somebody goes, there's a typo in that book, and okay. You can't fix it now. You've just read it. So, there's lots of things that you have to really get a little bit of toughness with. And that was, my whole adventure over this past year was dealing with my publisher in a whole different way, because when I moved to where I'm at now, she was located in the same town. So I got to work with her, at the same table, working at the desk and learning everything, because originally I was kind of led on that I would be taking over for her. And then that kind of backfired, and she decided, no, you just go get a full-time job. I don't need you, kind of thing, right? And that was kind of the start of the end, me going, okay, I've seen and heard way too much to stick with you. And I think the final thing was when she announced the one day that, oh, I hired my cousin to become the new publisher. And I just went, oh no. I'm
Oh,
sure
geez.
great for, whatever he does. But yeah, because he had an English lit degree and I didn't. And I was like, okay, but I've been a published author for 12 years.
That should count for something.
I think so, but apparently not. So I sent her my, it was really kind of, it was a weird feeling actually, because I sent her my email on a Monday and I said, my original contract with her ended at the end of April. And I said, once that's done, I'm going to start doing my own thing. And she sent me a letter back, and it looked like she had been working on it for a while because it was really fast. It was almost like she just clicked and sent it. And she, by the end of the day, I sent my letter at 10 a.m. By 9 p.m., all of my books were offline.
Wow.
Yeah. So it made me feel like it was like, I don't exist anymore. Like, my books don't exist anymore. It was so weird. Right? You kind of have this, I needed a couple of days to just kind of sit back and go, what just happened? That was so. But of course, now, like the covers, you can still see all the book covers. You can still see stuff. Some, I think Amazon still has, like, people selling copies because, they can sell them at $50 because you can't get any other copies right now. So yeah, it's been a weird thing, but at the same time, it's like a freedom. Like, I know you went the other way. You went from building your self-published books, and now you're doing the publishing thing and the traditional thing, which is really cool. Is
Well, I kind of
somebody,
had to with that because my artist who designed the cover of my first mystery book, which I still love, it's like the pride of my heart. I love it. But she found her dream job and ended up moving And it's like, okay, I either need to find a new artist, which is going to charge me
A lot more.
one arm, one leg,
Yeah.
or I find myself a publisher.
Yeah.
Well, I ended up talking through Roundabout with a friend and ended up with their publisher,
That's cool.
and it
It's
was an
how those
just an
roundabouts
awesome lead.
work. That was how I got my agent, like years ago. I was in a critique group. And this lady in the group, I'm like, I loved how she edited. I loved how she was nice about the things she put across to people, going, oh, well, you should fix this and do this. And but it's really well done. And so I'd asked her at the time with the bookstore lady, I'm like, would you read it and tell me where I'm going wrong? Because I'm getting an awful lot of rejections. So she read it and she sent me all these edits stuff back. And she goes, when you're done, send it to this lady. And I'm like, why did I do that? And then I researched this lady, and this lady was an agent. And she happened to be a reader for this agent who she passed away this past year, but she was where I got my start, was with this agent and with her reader. And this book coming up, Written in Stone, will be my 16th. So it's just been It's been a weird, crazy journey. And there's always another twist around the corner, right? But it's been a lot of fun, and I wouldn't have traded it for anything.
Yeah, the way I see it, the writer's life is almost like a good book. There's got to be some good plot twist somewhere.
My share lately. We want some good story now.
So, how can my snoops and sleuths follow you who haven't followed you yet?
Absolutely. I have a great website. It's dianebator.ca, dianebator.ca for Canada. Yay. and I also have, you can find me on Substack as well. I have a newsletter that I've been publishing through there, which has been fun too. I've been discovering all these great new sites and getting into all kinds of mischief. So I am slowly expanding my newsletter list. So I'll send you my newsletter link and you can add that in there somewhere. And other than that, yeah, you can just find me anywhere. You just Google me and I just kind of pop up wherever. So, and the books
Oh.
will be coming out. So if you see a great cover and see a great book, it will be back.
Awesome. And I will be sure to include those links in the show's notes.
Thank you, Leanna.
So I can't believe we're already at the last question. I've had so much fun chatting with you.
We always have fun. That's why I keep
Oh,
coming
it's always great.
back.
So, do you have any closing advice for new authors?
You know what? Follow your gut. I always say just write what you want to write, write what you want to read. If you don't see it on a bookshelf, somebody else will be looking for it too. And don't give up.
That is some great advice. Well, Snoops and Sleuths, you've heard another great interview here on the Cozy Sleuth. I'd like to thank you all for joining me on this journey. And if you're an author out there who wants to be on the show, reach out to me at www.thecozysleuth.com/contacts and we'll get you on the schedule. Also, if you like listening to cozy mysteries read by live actors, check out the Cozy Mystery Rats Mates wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Until next time, this is Leanna Shields saying, keep cozy.